That's the D ring on the mid section step. This will give you a total of 4 strands. Essentially, what we're looking for here, Al, is to tie this thing down with as many strands as you can, at least 4, so that in the docking we don't get this thing coming off the floor and busting the straps.
I understand. Yankee Clipper, Houston.
Hello, Houston Clipper here.
Hello, Dick. Pete and Al are just finishing up the post EVA, and it looks as though they're pretty far ahead. Going to have a little bit of time to sit back and relax. We have a map update for Rev 29 when you're ready to copy. Say again, you're broken up.
Roger, Brian, copy. Tell those guys in the server rest. They can sit back and relax. Great job.
Roger, will do. LOS 138-3234. 138-5742. 139-1849. Roger, Dick. Dick, that's affirmative. They ran into a few things, but as they did yesterday, they overcame them. No problem.
I expect most of the problems for you.
Maybe so, Dick, but not many of them there. Dick, would you go back in your flight plan to 131.30, and we missed a crew status report at that point. Whiskey Clipper, Houston, how do you read? Stand by, Dick. We still have a lot of garbling and broken up.
Houston and Tepet, we have everything stowed, secured properly. We're ready to start the launch countdown at the proper time. And if you'll give us about 15 or 20 minutes to chow down here, we'll come back with you and have a little chitty chat about the EVA.
Roger, Pete. That sounds like a good plan. And Pete, you're still quite a bit ahead. Looks as though the furthest you could go up to in the checklist is on surface 101. Liftoff minus 240. You'll have to hold at that point until we get you the right CSM state vector.
Okay, no problem. I'm not hustling on that. We're just sitting here now. We got the spacecraft all squared away. I'll say everything's tied down. But man, oh man, is it filthy in here. We must have 20 pounds of dust, dirt, and all kinds of junk.
Roger, Pete. That'll be an interesting zero G.
Al and I make look like a couple of bituminous coal miners right at the moment. But we're happy.
So are a lot of people down here.
Get a time hack with my mission timer. I'm reading 137, 40, 53, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 137, 41. Is that about right?
Well, Roger, Intrepid. You're a couple seconds off. We can give you a more accurate time hack if you like.
Oh, that's all right. I'll bring the computer out of standby and get the time, okay?
Roger.
I just have to think about it. I haven't messed with the Mission Timer since we landed. Thank you. How's the flight doing? Did that cold gas this afternoon get running or not?
Stand by on that, Pete, and we'll get the latest word on it.
Also, how are the package temperatures doing? Are they running like they expected?
Feet looks good on both counts. The CCIG came up and is looking nominal, and the temperatures are looking nominal.
Very good. All equipment's running, huh?
That's a firm. And I'll tell you, from watching those flops down here, that PSE is sure doing the job.
Great. Houston, Intrepid.
Intrepid Houston, go ahead.
Roger, we've been running our, if you look at our schedule there, we've been running our tape recorder according to the schedule. Yeah, because the UVA is ran longer, do we have anything left on that for ascent rendezvous? Can you check that out for us?
Roger, will do, Pete. Stand by.